And then this lady that makes coffee, she then says that, oh, by the way, your wife was here the other day. And yo, everyone was looking at her.
I know.
I was like, you? Okay. And I was not there. And that's a little bit problematic now.
So, no.
Like, I was like, okay, how can she be gorgeous and yet I'm not there?
I am a beautiful woman.
Hello.
You're very beautiful.
That's how you took notice.
And no, back then.
Do not get me started.
No.
Do not get me started.
Don't hold back. Say it loud.
Hey, everybody. My name is Nozwede Kamgana Mayaba. Welcome to Don't Hold Back. This is where we say it loud. This podcast is in collaboration with DW, Jacaranda FM, and East Coast Radio. Today's topic, behind the scenes of love. We're talking all things marriage, growth, and social media. And today, I have a very special guest. He is my. No, there was a special song I wanted to sing. How does it go again? He is my lover, my baby's father, my love time partner, and my friend.
Are you?
Who? Still mellow my dreams. Welcome, my husband, Skumuzo Mayaba.
Hey, I'm here.
What's up?
Eta.
How are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. Mm. And it's nice to be back here.
He was so nervous yesterday before we started because
I am literally even sweating even now.
Why?
I'm not used to be behind the cameras, but
since when?
No.
Oh my word! He even has his like shirt all buttoned up.
Okay.
I was just
going. Yes, there are nerves because this one is gonna be watched all over. So.
We've had our videos watched all over.
But it's important that I look, you know, a bit younger. 53 is not, yeah.
Well, I didn't say. Thank goodness this time around he said his age. I did not. Okay. First things first, you know the drill. There's a tradition on the show that you need to bring a snack. So without telling me why you brought the snack or what the story is behind the snack, tell everyone or show everyone what did you bring.
Okay, I brought, it's called blueberry muffin.
Mm-hmm.
We may argue whether it's a snack or not.
It is a snack. Well, it depends. You do snack on a blueberry muffin.
Okay.
But you're going to tell me the story
later. I'll explain
later
on.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So we're talking all things, love, marriage, but also factoring in social media. Ne? Let's dive into it. Let me ask you this. For someone that's starting or for people that are starting their lives together, what's the one thing that people did not tell you, but you feel is very important for such a couple?
Yeah, when you meet a person, you meet what you see. So in other words, the structure, the body, the eyes, the way she smiles, the dimples. But no one tells you that beyond that, you're actually going to meet a person.
Mm-hmm.
Their flaws, their pains, being hurt, and they are healing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's often you don't see.
That's good. I mean, so in other words, like you need to see beyond the physical attraction or you need to see, you need to see beyond the physical attraction. What is it behind this person? What makes this person? I think that's fair. I think that's absolutely fair. And I think that's very important. I touched on social media briefly during my introduction. Do you feel in this day and age that social media has brought in a lot of pressure for couples, whether you're in a relationship or in a marriage, just generally? And you don't need to generalize on us, just generally on any couple. Do you feel like social media has put in pressure on couples and relationships?
Arguably, yes, and it shouldn't. Social media does not apply pressure or put pressure on people.
Mm-hmm.
It is people who do. We choose to be pressured by social media.
Okay. That is true. I'll be the first to say.
But I have many examples.
I hope you're not going to be personal. You must be personal to you. But many examples. I've been pressured.
I have many examples and one of them, as I say.
Okay, but I'm not going to generalize it.
No, I'm not going to generalize. So,
don't tell my story. Tell your story.
Okay, so there was this one couple that was new on social media, and this guy decided to be romantic, putting flowers from the door up the stairs to the bedroom and then to the bedroom.
Mm.
And those flowers in between, they were there were like 200 rands. And I said, yo, okay, so this is now real. And my wife saw this. She looked at this, this thing, and then she looked at me. She looked at the video, looked at me, and I was like, yeah, I knew that, yeah, now things are going to be heated. But later on, you know, as married men, we get promised that, no, baby, not today. We're going to be busy the next day or in the evening before we sleep. So I had hoped that, you know, like married people, we are going to be busy with proper fellowship or adult fellowship. Oh. But guess what? I didn't get any of that, because she looked at that video, she looked at me, and my night was out
no,
of the window.
No, yeah, well, that's why.
But I did redeem myself the next day.
That's why people should not tell people stories, because I knew that's the one story that you're going to tell. Okay, let me quickly tell the story. Okay, I'll be the first. I saw this video. It was like flowers everywhere, by the bathtub, like literally from like downstairs to whatever. And I was like, well, that must be nice, because it's amazing. I believe flowers, the flowers were very scarce in the household. And I felt some kind of way, I'll be honest. But I didn't say any... Okay, did I say something?
Well, actions speak louder.
Okay, fine. I felt some kind of way. And then I guess, okay, it did show. But I don't see it as pressure. I see it as inspiration. Inspiration to be encouraged. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is a good thing.
Yes.
And that's fair.
Yes.
But the minute you expect that the next person should do the same thing, well, then there's pressure.
It's not a matter of how you should do the same thing, but you should be inspired. But, oh, this guy is actually very romantic, and maybe I should adapt the same thing. Oh, my wife will appreciate, flower.
You're the one who saw it, not me.
Anyway, I thought this video was not going to be personal. Now, I feel like, no, definitely social media does play a role in relationships, in marriages. But I love what you said, that it's also about people choosing whether or not they are going to allow that kind of influence or that kind of pressure, into their relationships. This was what? Within our second year of marriage?
Yes.
I think so.
Just before COVID.
Yes, just before COVID. So it should have been like first, second year, at most third year. But now, you know, I've grown. I believe I've grown. I'm mature. And I know now it takes a lot, obviously, to put yourself out there. And you never know people's stories. People's stories are different. So I get to appreciate that. But for people that feel like, hey, Usisi is giving me pressure. She's sore beyond the flowers. People are having a hard time out there, whether it's a guy, whether it's a girl. Hey, there was a conversation that was happening on social media. My wife is all over about it in the household. Or my husband saw something, that's been discussed on social media and now is bringing it home. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give such a couple in terms of not allowing, those things to influence them or those things to impact them in the household?
So, yeah, no, it depends on the story that one is exposed to that particular time. But if it's a good story and it's inspiring, as we alluded to earlier on, then it's all about putting it out there and say, hey, what is it that we can learn from this that we are looking at? Mm. Be it good or bad. Personally, in every situation, there's something to consider and to take out. Mm. One, before he or she allows to be influenced by such, one needs to evaluate where they are, where they're coming from. Mm. And also their mindset, where it's at. Mm. Because at the end of the day, you're going to be faced with realities. Mm. The truth is that people do not post their arguments on social media. Mm-hmm. Often it's, I'm sure the word is called curated, I think. Mm-hmm. They zoom in into what they want you to see. Mm. They don't provide you the bigger picture and what sits behind that picture.
Yeah.
And we've got to be aware of all of those things, be it good or bad.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people couples post their relationships on social media, as you mentioned, curated photos, you know, really lovey-dovey captions. We've done it as well. I guess sometimes what I've wondered, I believe we have evolved over the years. I don't think we're the same people that we were when we first started being exposed, you know, to social media or sharing our lives on social media back in 2019 when we first got married. There's a level of privacy that I believe over time we've kind of like adopted, or we choose what to share, we choose what we post. Yeah, what would you say to a couple that wants to obviously post whatever they want to post, but still also maintain a level of privacy?
It's very important that you do that because you're not only protecting yourself, but you're protecting what you have. So if you decide to post, also you need to ask yourself, what message am I delivering out there? And that message should be a message, or the manner in which you post, it should be something that in few days to come, in few years to come, you'll be able to look at it and still say, I've done the right thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So that you don't say, ish, I wish I did not do this.
Mm.
Everyone has their flaws. I mean, you need not to expose everything.
Yeah.
Not everything is meant for social media.
I think I learned the hard way, or we both learned the hard way. I didn't fully understood the extent of social media and how personal people can get.
Yeah.
So now I would post something very innocent about us or whatever the case may be. And then literally months or years later, people still remember that. Or it pops up, you said this when, 1, 2, 3. So now, I'm not sure if it's the case with you as well. I'm more mindful about what I want to share, about what I want to share about our family, our relationship, or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. Is it the same for you as well?
It's definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, I've maintained the same. I mean, with me, you won't get the nicely or Instagram.
I know.
It's still the real kind of life. But again, I choose what to. But also, I mean, the age is not on my side. I mean, I can't be running up and down on social media because, I mean, you look at my age group, is actually not even there.
Okay.
Perfect.
On that note, Mana, you choose what you share. Can you please choose the nicest photos of me to share on social media? Because that's the one thing I have a problem with. Sana, there's a whole gallery.
I have a reason behind that.
Why?
People don't always meet this person that I'm looking at now.
Oh, so you want people to see the version of me that has their mouth open?
So that they don't get shocked.
No. Oh,
you remember just before, okay, actually, the same couple that put pressure in my marriage, I decided to invite them for coffee without you knowing. You were so confused looking at them. You didn't know those people.
Because
the videos and the photos, they tell a different story.
No, I knew them. I knew it was them. I was just shocked that you didn't tell me that you invited
them. You're also shocked
them.
That, huh?
Because the other thing about school is that, Mana, I'm, as much as we are all on social media, I'm a homebody. I don't like people a lot in my space. I give a lot of me outside. I kind of want like my own cocoon. He's the opposite. He will invite everyone in the house without me knowing. That I was more, I was like, hey, he's doing it again, Ilona. He's inviting people that I haven't met, you know, in my space. I was more shocked about that.
Okay. But I was learning.
But all I'm saying is that please don't post any more pictures of me sleeping in the car or sleeping anywhere. Please.
I've graduated from that.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, so listen, we're going to do rapid fire questions. Rapid fire questions are, I'm going to ask you a couple of things. Don't think about it. The first thing that comes into your mind. Don't think about it. The first thing.
Five questions?
Yes. The
first thing that comes to mind.
Correct. The first one. A photo that really looked nice that we posted on social media, but behind the scenes it was chaotic and a mess.
Okay. It is a photo we accidentally... We're looking good. You're nicely dressed.
Accidentally.
But we didn't coordinate.
I never accidentally.
We didn't coordinate, but it looked like we coordinated.
Accidentally, I never not look good. I look good all the time, intentionally.
I'm saying accidentally, the both of us.
looked good.
It looked as if we coordinated the dress code. And
which photo is that?
We're going to church on the day, and yet the previous day we had an intense fellowship. So we're not really in the mood, but we still wanted to take photos together.
By a fellowship, you mean we didn't like each other at all. Guys, they never told me there's a period in your marriage or in your relationship where you don't like each other. Okay?
It
happens a lot. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you had to choose a hashtag for our relationship besides couple goals, what would be the hashtag?
13 years difference is not a problem. Hashtag 13 years difference, no problem.
According to who? According to who?
Is it a problem now? I mean, for people that are looking at us now, they think that we're the same.
They think I look so much younger. I'm definitely sure.
I went again.
I look so much younger. What the hell was I thinking? Hello?
Well, on paper, I am 38 and she's 35.
He's 48.
Minus 2 years
to 50. Okay, what's the one thing that I do on social media that makes you roll your eyes?
It's when you look at it, read, and interact with it, and be inside that, whatever platform that you're looking at, and start laughing.
I mean,
without us knowing.
So I must tell you what I sometimes do, but then sometimes it's a personal moment where I find something very funny. Do you know what you do that I roll my eyes all the time? I've already spoken about you posting pictures that are not nice. Like, Usko is a whole gallery of pictures where I really look nice, but you choose the one where I'm like, the one eye, you know, I have a lazy eye. Sometimes the one eye is like literally shut, or I'm sleeping in the car, which I all the time.
But
like,
I've
do it all the time.
Now.
No, you haven't. Like, a couple of weeks ago, you posted a picture of me sleeping in the car. What's the one thing that I do that makes you feel loved, even if it's not posted on social media?
It is when you pick up the small things that are nice, that I do with, well, not expecting any recognition. And when you pick that up, it means a lot.
Like what?
And when we say.
Like what?
When we talk about it.
Like what?
For instance, now we have a little man. I mean, sometimes would bath him and play with him because I'm also playful. And then when you notice that, it becomes the most beautiful thing ever.
That's nice. Everyone is here saying, "Oh, okay." Is there one thing or one moment or one or something that we had posted on social media that you feel we shouldn't have?
Oh, I can't think of any. I think even the things that we posted before we matured, they still deserve to be there. So I don't think that there is anything that's
No, me too. Some people feel differently about people posting their pregnancy. They're doing their pregnancy announcement. I would do it all over again.
So are you giving me some hints?
No.
So does that mean that I need to work a little bit harder?
Absolutely not. Okay. Okay. See, that was rapid fire questions. Easy peasy. Nothing to be worried about.
Are they done?
Yes, rapid fire question is done. We're not done with the session. Now we're going into segment two. Now, over time, when people are in a long-term relationship or marriage, a couple of things change over time. So what are some of the things that we should be mindful of, especially for people that we've been married for, 6 years, almost seven? We were seven in April. Right? And that's considered, if we were studying, we would have graduated in to be doctors. So we have a PhD in marriage. We almost have a PhD in marriage. Okay, anyway, long-term marriages, long-term relationships, things change over time. So in your opinion, what's the one thing that, couples should be mindful of? For example, with me, I didn't realize that marriages evolve, relationships evolve, because obviously you're not the same person that I met almost 10 years ago. Yes, the core of who you are is still the same, but as you mature, as you grow, you also grow. And I believe also marriage is also like that. sometimes what causes conflict in marriages is that we don't want to evolve with the marriage and realize, man, no, do you get what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
For example, this is very silly. If undandi tana if flowers back then, not that I don't. If dandi flowers back then, I don't see them as important anymore. Maybe ditande enye indo. Yeah, so I think that's the one thing that I believe as you in a long-term relationship, you should be mindful of. Marriage evolves, relationship evolves. You evolve as people, so you should adjust accordingly. And you?
You don't always wake up loving the person.
No. I feel like you wake up loving the person, you don't like them. So,
Yeah.
You do love them, but you just don't like them.
At that particular moment.
Yes.
But in the process, one chooses to be there. And the manner in which I dealt with issues yesterday, it does not mean that today it's going to be the same thing. It's going to be the same way.
Mm.
And sometimes what is deemed as success yesterday, today might be something else.
Mm.
Might be the opposite of that.
Mm.
So, and these are things that really, really, you know, happen in marriages.
What's the one quiet moment in our marriage that you kind of felt like, you know what, this is all worth it?
So was it last year, this year? No, this year. Well, the little man was at the hospital. And he grabbed my hand and he said, yeah, this is life and all will be well. And that felt very good. And it told a very nice story that one has arrived.
I don't know why my one also involves a hospital when we found out that there was complications with the pregnancy. Remember when I started bleeding on my second trimester? And we went to the hospital and we started crying in the doctor's room. Both of us, by the way, started crying in the doctor's room. And, oh, no, you did.
No, it just happened that I...
He cried.
...was just in touch he with my cried. Emotional side.
He cried.
No, it's just it's water. It's not even tears.
Oh, my word.
And I mean, you don't call them tears.
By the way, he's a crier. Let me tell you that. Do you remember when I wasn't supposed to tell this story, but I'm going to tell this story. I remember right after I'd given birth. So after 6 weeks, I needed to go back to the doctor's room to get my stitches taken out. Okay. So Ulumi is like 6 weeks. So I'm laying there. I mean, the nurse was not as...
Sure, that's scary.
Yeah, she was very rough.
Yeah, she was ruthless.
And busy taking the stitches out and I'm in pain. Instead of calming me down, being in pain, he took his son and started crying. And I'm like, I don't understand. I gave birth 6 weeks ago. Someone is taking off stitches. You busy crying. I could not.
I know it was the most painful thing. That...
Painful to
who? Yeah, you.
I was the one who felt the pain.
I know.
Why were you crying?
No, I was just reminded, you know, in the Xhosa world.
When?
Our 21st birthday is actually, it's when you go to the initiation school. And the first 8 days are the most painful one. And I was just, you know, reminded about that pain. I was like, yo, this one probably feels that.
It's even worse. Even worse. Okay. What are some of the, or even one insecurity that you've had to work through and you believe it has helped you grow?
I have a fit. I'm not going to lie. I'm a human being. I mean, I have my, we call it isquele, being insecure. But it's something that I am outgrowing every day. It is tough, especially because in our foundation, we developed our relationship based on, or we invested through our emotions. So, and let me give you an example. So I walked in at the garage this morning and then this lady that makes coffee, she then says that, oh, by the way, your wife was here the other day and everyone was looking at her.
I know.
I was like, okay. And I was not there. And that's a little bit problematic now.
So, no.
Like, I was like, Okay, how can she be gorgeous and yet I'm not there?
I am a beautiful woman.
I went a girl.
I'm very beautiful.
She is.
Hello. You're very beautiful. That's how you took notice.
And no, back then.
Do not get me started.
No.
Do not get me started. Made you notice me if I was not beautiful?
No. I was just, and I'll repeat that incident once again.
Anyway.
She was wearing as usual high heels.
Yes.
Making proper noise.
Hello.
That was saying, notice me.
That's what heels do.
And the dress was actually down there.
It was not. It was a brown dress over my knees. It's just that I have a beautiful structure.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was just hugging in the right places. So the same thing you saw other people see. Sorry. I just had to bring it out there. What's the one insecurity for me that I've had to work through? Probably because I've always been told I have a strong personality. And having to be able to manage that, especially, you know, as a couple in a relationship, that it does not overpower, you know, the other person. Because obviously for a long time, I've always been told, you know, when I was growing up, because of that big personality, because of that overpowering personality, you will never get married because no man will withstand that and all of it. So it has always been an insecurity of mine that I need to dim myself so that I'm able to fit in. But now I'm like, hello, I am here. Philip.
Philip is here.
Philip is here. Okay, last question before we go into our snack. I don't think there's anyone that doesn't want to be happy, doesn't want companionship. Mm-hmm. And however way that looks like, whether it's in marriage, it's in a long-term relationship, however it looks like, everyone would love to be loved, wants companionship, wants to have a sense of, you know, someone that's there taking care of them and building a life together. But more often than not, people just don't like the messy part of relationships. And a lot of people actually say that, but I have to work double, then that's not for me. And that's the reality I've had to also accept, that unfortunately that's how it goes with anything. Mm-hmm. Beyond relationships, if it's something that you really want for yourself, there's a level of hard work that needs to be put in there. What would you say to couples that feel, this thing is a lot of work?
No, marriage is a nice thing. Relationships is a nice thing, nicest thing ever. Mm-hmm. But also it is all about what you put in, what you are investing in it. If you are expecting bad days, somehow the universe has a way of, or bringing those up. It's just also, you need to be able to have conversations with yourself, regular conversations, so that when you are interacting with the person that you love, you're able to have that respectfully with great humility and whilst you are showing love. Bad days will always come. They will always be there. But again, it's a matter of, you know, looking or identifying what really is impacting the marriage and do something about it.
Mm. Yeah, boy. That's why I married him almost 7 years ago. Hello. Okay, listen. Now, let's take out the blueberry muffin. What's the story behind this blueberry muffin?
This is called blueberry muffin.
We know.
Mina, I grew up eating inkobe.
What's inkobe again in English?
It's boiled millet.
Okay.
But you firstly dry that millet.
It's basically corn.
And then corn, yes.
Corn.
And those were the snacks during those
corns.
Is it corn?
Corn.
Corn.
Yeah, corn. Oh, Lord, corn.
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 Yes.
Yes.
A cone.
Corn.
Corn. Cone. Is an ice cream cone.
Cone.
Con.
Cone.
Yes.
Oh.
A con. A con.
King con.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
So those were the snacks during our days, and we'd boil them, you know.
Yes.
So because I cut from that era, this therefore replaces that.
Okay.
It makes me full throughout the day.
You love blueberry muffin.
So I don't have to buy food if I eat this.
You know what?
Sustains me.
You know what reminds me?
Because I'm one of those when I'm really, well, when I eat, I want to eat. I don't play with food just like you and your son.
I do not play with food.
You must look at your son. Must see your son.
No.
He plays with food.
You? Do you remember when, okay, but then I was pregnant. But then it has nothing to do with you. Do you remember when you used to take all bran? No. All bran, put milk and start basically, all bran, milk and blueberry muffin. Sometimes I will wonder who's pregnant.
But I was pregnant during that time because remember I was the one who was sick. When you had nothing.
I had the most
nauseous all the time throughout the pregnancy.
I looked beautiful from start to finish. I would do it again.
Thanks to me.
Oh my word, okay. Okay, let's share the muffin.
Must we eat?
Yes.
Okay, it's like lovers, right?
I
got look.
This is a PG podcast. It's watched by younger children.
Okay.
Although, don't get married under 18. Prefer to be 25.
Then at least 25, 26.
What would be your preferred marriage? When should people get married? What age?
When they are ready. When they are ready, but definitely not not when they are 22.
Why not? I know people that got married.
So that you don't look back and then look at your peers and then say, hey,
you missed
out. There are certain stages that I've missed out in my life.
I would have gotten married if I met you earlier, much earlier than that. Like 20, 23, 24. Depends on the maturity of the person also, remember?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay, cheers.
Cheers. And then we drink.
Yes.
So to ensure effective digestion.
Cheers. Okay. That's nice. Listen, it was lovely speaking to you.
Yes.
Everyone has been asking, when are you bringing Scoop back? That's the thing about people. You introduce someone, they want them back. Please. But now, I brought him. Everyone is happy. Are you happy?
Yes, I was.
See, that was not even hard. I don't know why he's nervous. How many videos have we done? You on social media? What do you mean?
Yeah, for some reasons, I don't know.
It's, okay. I should have actually asked you to unbutton. That's why you feel uncomfortable. You should unbutton your shirt so that you feel comfortable.
But look, I have wrinkles, so I'm trying to hide them. I may look younger.
No, you know what it does? It now puts all the attention on your head.
As big as it is.
That's a problem. So I feel like you should not button your shirt.
Okay.
At all. Okay. That was not about us at all. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you learned something. I hope you took something. At the end of the day, it's what you make out of it. I loved what Sku said earlier on. There's no pressure that is being put in by social media. It's what people choose to allow into their relationships, into their marriages. That was an aha moment for me. I love that. I really hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we loved recording it. I will see you next time. This has been Don't Hold Back. Thank you so much for everything. This has been a podcast in collaboration with DW Jacaranda FM and East Coast Radio. Here's to season 3. Mwah!